Look, having a crazy ex is not fun.
No.
No, it can be scary. Yeah, yeah. You might have to go so far as to have a restraining order, and that's no good. You know, hopefully everybody can be mature. However, there is an air of humor in this crazy ex story. It's our setting the bar story, Kelly, which would be what?
Well, this is an example of what not to do.
Right. So if you can manage to make it through the day without sending so many videos to your partner's ex of you farting that gets you accused of cyber farting, then you're doing okay.
Did we just create a new term for this?
I think so. She's 25. Her name's Rhiannon, and she became the first person in the UK to plead guilty to cyber farting.
And so wait. If I am reading into this correctly, she's with a dude and she's harassing his ex?
Yes.
With the, like, almost, you have the guy. Why are we doing this?
So she sent an initial video to her partner's ex of her, like, going toot into her phone and laughing.
OMG. She's 25?
Yeah. And then she sent three more videos.
Oh, my gosh.
And then four more videos. So she started harassing her, obviously.
Yes.
Cops got involved, told her to quit. She continued.
So she was warned by police,
yes,
and didn't stop.
Right. Now, okay, the ex said, hey, the videos kind of made me feel unsafe in my own home. Like she had access, right?
Okay.
And Rhiannon's lawyer told the judge that, hey, look, the two women have bad blood. My client's been drinking when she sends a text over. So it's like, she's not doing this sober. When she gets drunk, she gets emotional and she farts in a phone and she laughs and giggles and sends it over to her.
What in the world?
Yeah, this is the most bizarre story I think I've heard all week.
Are these retaliatory? Like, was the ex, like, trying to continue to stalk them?
It doesn't
allude to that.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. I mean, that's a great question. I don't know what the bad blood entailed, or obviously there was the exit of one relationship and the beginning of another relationship was a lot for poor 25-year-old Rhiannon to take. Okay.
So go ahead. But she has the boyfriend now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how many of us are thinking that maybe the boyfriend has to be thinking, ooh, oopsies, I ended up with the wrong girl.
Maybe
I shouldn't have broken up with my ex. Turns out she's the sane one.
Yeah, so look, she's having to go into rehab. She's got a 2-year restraining order. She's prohibited from drinking for 60 days. So hopefully hopefully she can get the help she needs to get over this woman who is causing still a rift between her and her current boyfriend.
What did she think that was going to do, just to fart phone,
Kelly,
and laugh?
Kelly, please.
Okay.
You know our show.
Yeah.
Our maturity level is not very high.
I know.
And so,
obviously, she probably would have been a listener of the show.
She probably would have enjoyed our show.
She probably would have enjoyed it.
Listen, and I will say, I have shown great restraint this entire time. I even pulled up a fart soundboard to accompany this story, but
I'm amazed you haven't used it.
Listen,
yet.
Because you all know what it sounds like.
I mean, just to remind us. Echo like it was in the bathroom.
Listen,
it might have been muffled by the phone.
I'm just saying, I don't want to take this segment any more blue than it already is.
Well, let's be honest, that's the whole reason we're doing this.
Well, I also want to get into what your crazy ex stories are. I know that you're not going to be able to rival my ex was sending me videos of her giggling while farting.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
but,
wow.
But 502-795-1997. Would love to take some of your stories about your crazy ex.
Yeah, top to tough. Or tough to top. Yeah. Wow.
So anyways, yes, if you can manage to make it through the day, the weekend, the month, without sending so many videos to your partner's ex of you farting that you get accused of cyber farting, you're doing okay.
I mean, they could have called it cyber stalking, but nope. They create a term, cyber farting, for her. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, I don't know if it's ever going to be used again, but there you go. That is your setting the bar story.